a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You always run this gear. Someone said, hang on a minute, that's a money-making adventure. We're going to do that.
Always the case. I come up with wonderful ideas, but never have the sort of the get up and go, the moxie to execute, to throw some effort and some cash at it and try and get it off the ground.
And you should have, mate. You should have. Because everyone knows Jim's Mowing.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
The franchise. Okay. And you see it's green. Mm. The guy, you know, we won't speak about the guy
Jim.
From Jim's Mowing, but the actual franchise, pretty well known.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
Pretty well known Australia-wide.
I'm not talking about Jim because he tried to sue the government for lockdown. Is that
so? Something he did something.
Yeah,
I can't really remember.
He's tried to sue the government.
Just trying to separate myself.
Yeah, no, fair. That's fair. I like the way they've diversified. So yeah, it's like Jim's gutter cleaning.
Yes, Jim's window cleaning.
Conveyancing, I think, as well.
Yeah, Jim's, you know, they rat sacking,
house inspections, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Jim just keeps popping up everywhere.
Mm.
Now, what's the standard gag that you make to me when summer comes?
Yeah, we get Jim's Mowing out to get give you a bit of a trim, give you a tidy up in these.
Hilarious.
Sort of just cut the bushes.
Yeah, hilarious. Right? Because I'm hairy, okay? You use that. Use it against me.
Yeah.
You make funny jokes about
it. And the emphasis is on the word funny because it is hilarious, the idea of him rocking up with his green trailer and you like dog washing. You're like... Wagging your little tail like,
okay.
Is he?
Right,
is
we're
he
like, we can get rid of that tail. Mm. Don't you worry. Lie down.
No, that's a trail.
Oh, trail. Oh, that hurt me. Oh, that hurt me. Okay. Right. Don't make me laugh too much, mate.
Sorry, mate. You'll cough COVID all over me.
I know. Anyway, have you seen this? What's been launched?
No.
The start of this month?
No.
Jim's Beauty.
No.
100%. 100%. Offering teeth whitening, waxing, spray tans, manicures, pedicures, lash and brow tinting and facials.
Does the truck still have his head on the
side
of it?
The truck still has his head on it.
Jesus Christ.
But this time they've gone with the pink and blue aesthetic.
Okay.
You know, because Jim's, he's 2023, you know. Jim gets a manicure and he's fine with it.
Yeah.
His masculinity is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can
imagine.
He's
one of these old guys that's like, oh, painting nails. Unreal. He's like, nah, unreal. Love it. Jim's Beauty. Get around it. Someone has stolen your idea.
Yeah.
And they're making money off it.
Yeah. I feel like he already had the momentum with the whole owning the Jim's empire thing. It wasn't that hard for him to just sort of get it going. Whereas for me, it would have been a lot of effort to.
Yeah. Tom's Beauty Biz. Tom's.
No one's,
Tom's Beauty?
No one's hiring a beauty company with my head on the side of the truck. Jim, yes. Me.
Do you know what?
No.
Let's put it to the people. Would you let this man wax you? That's the question we're going to ask.
Can I wax you? 52232955.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
He's a little tired from his Chris Hemsworth workout. Exhausted.
Come on, are you going to say this every day or are you just going to let me refer to
Chris's
it off air?
Leg day today and he's like, I might have to have a sit. I found this new thing. It's called standing at work. I'm going to give it a try. It's more healthy for me. Tom, you are a changed person and I am here for it.
Thank you. I've also not been drinking, so that could explain a lot.
Since when? I saw you drinking on Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay, and today's Tuesday.
I know we're going on a tangent here, but I love the fact that you're not drinking for November, but you're having four, like, passes. There's four weekends.
In a week.
There's four weekends in November.
Three pass days.
So you're drinking every weekend
last
of November.
Last Friday, last Saturday, and then this Friday. They're the 3 days. But I started before the start of November. So
oh, no, so it counts.
I added an extra 3 days at the end of October.
Drink on a Wednesday.
So I'm having a month off drinking, but I'm going to drink every weekend of that month.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, maybe I'll just drink every day then, hey, because you guys are so supportive that maybe I'll just... sink back into the mire, shall I?
No.
Well,
stay out of the
no,
mire.
No, that seems that seems like what you want
back
me to
from
do.
The mire.
I'll really rip in.
No,
hey,
come on.
See what happens.
That's all right. We support you now. Give us a hack.
No, you
give us a hack.
All right.
Come on.
Shut up.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
and give us a ring.
But don't call us, we're in the mire.
Yeah, well, man, so, do you know, for the people listening at home, sometimes I really want to swear at these guys, and you can only imagine the willpower that it takes to not on the radio. Mm. And trust that once the microphones are off, so are all bets.
Oh, you're glorious.
So how's this? So when we flew back from Canberra on the weekend, this is the last Canberra-related content that I have for you. It's only Tuesday, so couldn't fit it in yesterday. Mm. When we flew back, we managed to, and when I say we, so my sister Lucy, my brother Jack, and his fiancée Luella. So there was four out of the five of us kind of kids that were at the wedding. Four of us flew back together, and Emmy, my other sister, lives in Adelaide, so she went off her own way. But we all flew Jetstar, and we all flew into Tullamarine, obviously, from Canberra on Saturday afternoon. And so we had to check in, and you can check in like up to 48 hours before.
Oh, yeah.
So once that sort of ticked over, I hadn't even got to Canberra yet, and I'm checking in for my flight home.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So I messaged Jack and Lucy, my sister and brother, and was like, hey, have you guys checked in yet?
Mm.
And Lucy said, oh, no, I haven't yet. Jack didn't reply. And I said, look, I'll check in and I'll see sort of what happens and then I'll let you know.
Yeah.
So I went through the process and, you know, you do your check-in, and with Jetstar, it's like $7 to pick a seat.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, if we could all sit together, that'd be nice, yeah?
Yeah, you can pick like the middle of the 30th row for free. But $7.
Well, I couldn't even find that.
Oh, okay.
All I could find was $7 if you want to pick a seat. And so I just skipped it and it just gave me 16C. So that was my seat, 16C. So I went back to the chat and said, I went through the process. They wanted to charge me, so I just didn't. And I let it auto-select and it was 16C.
Yeah.
And so Lucy, my sister, still haven't heard from Jack. Lucy goes, oh, I'll go through the process as well and see what they give me.
Mm.
1 minute later, back in the group chat, they gave me 16D. Brilliant.
Oh, awesome.
Automatically went through.
Yeah.
1 more minute goes past and Jack chimes in, hey, I just checked Lou and I in and they gave us 16E and 16F.
Oh, screwed the system.
Yeah, so those three were in a row and then I was on the other side of the aisle, so there was four of us in a row and we didn't pay the $28 for the privilege.
That's a great hack.
Beautifully done. Beautifully
Is that a hack or just doing a thing?
No, do you know what? It's a hack, but you got to be quick on it.
Did you book together, by the way? Was it a group booking?
No, it was just
completely random.
We just happened to check in within sort of 10 minutes of each other and no one else on the flight did, so it just automatically assigned us. So if you can do it quickly, sort of in a row, you should be able to get the same result, guys.
And the cool thing was nobody else was flying to Canberra, so that's why.
Yes.
The rest of the plane was empty.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's an off-air conversation. Usually that is sacred ground. But just because you threw me under the bus yesterday with something that I told you in complete confidence.
The fact that you are...
No, come on, I'll turn off your microphone.
Tom Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Have you checked out my back muscles?
How good are my quads at the moment?
I don't say any of that stuff and you make me out to sound like...
You don't say any of that stuff.
I say some of that stuff, but I say it in jest.
Anyone want to grate some cheese on my abs?
Yeah.
No, we know. There's no abs there unless you look at it in a particular light from
space.
You hold
the camera. Anyway. Well,
please continue. You've turned it to talking about you again.
Off it. I have. Man. Oh, my God. Sometimes I just want to swear at you both so hard.
You said that twice.
I know. I'm so sorry. To it. You just aggravate me. Anyway, off air, we were talking about doing the laundry and how not a lot of it gets done at your house, Lingy. It ends up in piles, right?
Oh, giant piles.
And we moved on to specifically sheets.
Yeah.
And
giving a sheet.
And what did you say about fitted sheets?
Fitted sheets. Well, no, the discussion was folding fitted sheets. And I said, well, they are impossible to fold. Therefore, the only way to fold them is basically just kind of to wrap them up in a bit of a ball and shove them in the cupboard. Full stop.
Weaponized incompetence. That's what that is.
The problem is for you to be like, oh, I don't know how to do it, so or I don't like doing it, so I'll be bad at it so that I don't have to do it again.
Mm.
But Dodsy's no better, so there's no one in your house that can take over.
No, but on this occasion, I don't blame Dodsy, I don't blame me. Fitted sheets, you can't fold them. It is an impossibility, so therefore, why bother stressing about it? Just kind of roll them and put them in, and then they get all smoothed out once you put them on a bed because you have to stretch them out a bit. Mm,
mm.
Full but stop.
They look very messy in your cupboard if you're just jamming them
I
in.
I do not like that Hang at on. All.
You're giving me eyebrows galore.
I can't give you anything else but eyebrows.
Are you saying fitted sheets can be folded? Because they can't.
Of course they can be folded.
Well, so, but in terms of proficiency, where would you put yourself in terms of folding
Definitely
fitted sheets?
Definitely not a Helen standard.
Okay.
Helen, okay, my mum can fold the sheets where it's the when you fold a fitted sheet and you fold a top sheet and you put them in the linen press, they look exactly the same, right angles, exactly the same.
Yep.
Mine is, one is bigger than the other. And it's basically the best job that I can try and do.
I can do it.
What?
I can fold a fitted sheet.
No, you can't.
So that it actually looks neat.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to say Helen can't because she might be able to, but you can't.
The Tamuscus technique.
No.
I can do it. I can fold a fitted sheet.
Quickly
explain
it to me.
But you're not Macedonian.
No, I'll show you.
No.
No, I won't. I couldn't do it. The Tom,
Lingy and Loggy podcast. On Saturday night, Dodsy's 40th bash, I just didn't realise that when a bunch of 40-year-olds who never ever get out of the house get let loose, things get loose.
Yeah.
And things get consumed. And I thought I'd overcated, drinks-wise. I undercated. Considerably undercated.
Was there anything in particular that you really undercated in? Maybe you only had a couple of bottles of?
Oh, well, you know what was just highly popular? Tommy wanted Stone and Wood, his craft.
I can't believe
beer
you put
stuff.
An order in.
So no, he asked
I'm
me.
I'm sure I can.
So I bought us one slab and I thought, well, I'll tuck a couple away for Tommy, then I'll offer a few to those who might want it. Not many people will want it. It went immediately and we had to have his little six pack hidden away.
Look how proud he is.
Newsflash, Tom Lewis knows beer.
So that was in the reload. I got a couple more slabs of that because
goodness.
It was very popular. But I undercated massively. So what we're asking for is your catering clangers.
Mm.
Did you go way overboard or did you end up like me and go underboard?
Let's go to Ashley from Winch. Good morning, Ash.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What happened to you?
So I don't know if I overcated or undercated here, but basically a few years ago, it was my 30th birthday, and about 2 months before, my husband and I decided to throw a surprise wedding.
Oh.
Now, every party we have, we get a pizza. Our friends got a pizza shop. We hire lots of buy lots of pizzas, and it's always more than enough, and people take boxes home with them. But I thought, because it's my wedding, I'll class it up a bit and I'll hire a caterer. So I hired this company who had really good reviews. It cost a small fortune. And then on the actual day, they rocked up an hour and a half late. They only brought one person instead. I was supposed to bring one to cook and one to bring the food out.
Yeah.
But only one rocked up. Their machinery wasn't working. The food didn't come out until I think one platter came out at around 9:30 p.m.
Oh.
And people dived on it. And the rest of the food came out around about 10:45, in which case most people had gone home. So I really wish I'd ordered pizzas. And my advice to everyone out there is to don't worry about classing it up. Get pizza.
At the end of the day, people just want food, right? They don't care.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah.
Ashley, I know it seems like you've undercated there, but that's not your fault.
No.
At all.
No. That's That's not you doing the catering, mate. That's a catering company, not doing
it. Lesson learned.
Yes.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Support
all right.
Local pizza shop.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. All right. I feel like
that.
Her friend with the pizza shop is her.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.